Ramos Trees, this is Travis.
Hola, tengo el gusto con el señor Ramos.
Sí, poquito español.
Oh, sorry, my apologies, Mr. Ramos. This is Natalie with Local Las Plas. How are you doing today?
I'm okay, but I'm not Mr. Ramos.
Oh, sorry, I got this number as Ramos Tree Services.
Yep, that's it.
Oh, okay, okay. So you said that you are not Mr. Ramos. Are you the owner?
No, Mr. Ramos passed away.
Who is in charge of the business?
It depends what aspect of the business. What is your business?
My name is Natalie. I am with Local Las Plas, and I just wanted to speak with you about listing the business on the first page of Google.
Yeah, I've had a lot of people talk about doing that, but it doesn't end up on the first page, or it's way too expensive.
Okay, I understand that. We partnered with Google for more than 20 years, and we can make Google affordable for you. So being on the first page, what that means for you is that any time anyone does a search for any of the services that you provide, we will make sure that your business pops up on that first page. I am sure that you have used Google before, right?
Yep.
Well, then, you know, when you do a search on Google, the map pops up with red dots, and then right below it, there are businesses listed that you can either click to call, see their website, or get directions. Does that ring a bell?
Yep.
Okay, well, that's called the local map section, and we provide a service that places companies there because we know that 90% of the revenue goes to those businesses. And the reason that I am contacting you today is because I just had a position open up within our company for your category. So we are speaking with everyone in the area today looking for only one. Once we find them, we will close out the area, and we cannot work with anyone else in your territory who does what you do. Does that make sense?
Yep. What's it cost?
Yeah, well, the price depends on a couple of factors. For example, how long...
And the results depend on those factors, too.
Well,
right?
we don't have any contract, okay? Based on the results, you will be deciding every month if you want to stay with us. Once again, we've been doing this for 20-plus years, helping small and medium businesses like yours. And our customers, they decide every month, every year, that they want to keep doing business with us based on their results. So, Travis, how long have you owned the business for?
I don't own the business. I own the marketing aspect.
Okay. How long have you been... have the business been there? When did you guys start it?
6 years.
6 years. Okay, very good. And are you able to make the marketing decision?
Yep.
Okay, great. Do you currently have a website?
Yep.
Okay. How far are you willing to travel for a new customer?
Depending on the size of the job, Our radius is set for 40 miles. We'll go farther than that if the job's big enough, but that's our desired work area.
40 miles, okay. And what is your target market, Travis? Residential, commercial?
I mean, we would love to get into commercial, but it's mostly residential.
Mostly residential. Okay, we can help you get into commercial as well. And I am sure that you can handle more business, right?
Yeah, I mean, right now we are, we're kind of in a weird place right now. We just grew, so we added another crew. But I also just cut off the marketing company that was doing my Facebook ads and started doing them myself. Facebook ads have been wonderful.
Why did you
cut
them?
Because they stopped working. You know,
okay.
They said they were getting 10% of every contract, and they said that that 10% would motivate them to continue to work, and we were supposed to have weekly meetings and blah, 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 and, you know, then a month later, they told me it was $1,000 a month maintenance fee, which they had never discussed, had never told us. I was very clear, what is the cost? I said, I'm only paying you as much as I can, and then what we agree on. And back in October and November, they had said $5,000 up front. I told them I couldn't afford it. We closed the door. A couple months later, I accidentally clicked on their ad because I didn't know it was them. When I saw it was them, I backed out. They called me anyway. We started renegotiating, and they said they could get me in for $1,000 and 10% of the contract instead of $5,000 up front. So I went to the owners and said, look, would you be willing to eat the 10% of each contract if I spend this money up front to get these ads going and I'll pay for the ads? They said yes. So that was the plan. And then a month later, this company says that it's $1,000 a month maintenance fee. I came unglued because they didn't say anything about no maintenance fee. Then they told me that when they saw that I was done doing business with them, they called back and said, yes, they listened to the recording, it was their fault, and they're going to waive the $1,000 a month fee, and we can continue on. But then they stopped doing anything. You know, they didn't adjust the commercials. You know, there was one clip in the ad that we didn't like, and they wouldn't remove it. They wouldn't adjust how much I was spending. When we got flooded with leads, I asked them to reduce the amount we were spending on the leads, hold on.
Yes, I'm here.
That was nerve-wracking. So we pulled back. I told them that they weren't doing nothing. I wasn't going to give them the 10% if they weren't doing nothing. And they said that was a red flag, and I told them it should be a red flag. I'm throwing red flags at you. You're not doing what you said, and I'm not going to do what I said. And so we parted ways. We figured out how to go back in because basically they did everything on our behalf. They didn't, it wasn't like they were taking and doing it. They did it on our behalf. So we removed them as an authorized user and went in and figured out how to restart the ads ourselves. And that started producing leads. But then when we went to adjust the ad, it shut off. Basically, it was connected to them somehow, and we weren't authorized. They created the ads for us, but they encoded it so that we couldn't change anything. And as soon as we tried to, it canceled the ad. So we're currently trying to, I've got a Zoom call with somebody tonight that he's supposedly trying to do the same thing with getting us up in the Google rankings, so when people do a Google search, we pop up. That's why I'm not...
I hear you. I'm sorry to interrupt, Mr. Travis. I am thankful that you share that with me, because in that way we can help you better. What if we can help you manage the Facebook ads and set you at a flat rate, get you better results? Let me do this for you, Mr. Travis. My price director...
Hold on one second. I have to answer this. Hold on.
I will hold. Ready when you are, Mr. Travis.
Sorry about that.
No worries. Your time is my time. Look, Mr. Travis, I did this for you. I am confident that we can get you a better results and better rate. So I have here my price director on the line. His name is Andy, and he'll be explaining this to you really quick. Thank you for your time.
Good.
Yes, good afternoon. Thank you for holding. Is this Travis?
Yep.
Hey, Travis. My name is Andy. I'm one of the specialists. I handle the pricing.